Time now for the 12:15 news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your Country Financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast, 40% chance for showers with a high of 90. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 70. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Fairfield resident Marty Garner was named the new executive director of the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce on Monday. Garner recently worked at the Wayne County Health Department as an immunization clerk. Speaking on Morning Coffee, Garner said she hopes to show area individuals and businesses exactly what Fairfield has to offer. Garner takes the post after the resignation of Libby Lingefelter after last month's Fall Fun Fest. Lingefelter was hired by WFIW Radio as a marketing specialist in September. Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White has announced that all offices and driver services facilities open Monday to Friday will be closed on Monday in observance of Columbus Day. Facilities open Tuesday to Saturday will be closed tomorrow. All offices and facilities will be open for business with regular hours on Tuesday. Individuals can visit the Secretary of State's website, cyberdriveillinois.com, to locate the nearest driver services facility and the hours of operation. In addition, drivers can change an address, register to become an organ and tissue donor, or renew license plate stickers online. More news next.
At Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics, your family's care team is close to home. But it's not just about convenience. It's compassionate, quality care. From routine care, vaccines, and DOT physicals, to acute needs like disease management, x-ray, and lab work, Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmi and McLeansboro have you covered. Plus, same-day appointments are available and a Carmi walk-in clinic on Saturdays for those unexpected illnesses. With 6 providers and 8 specialty care clinics, maybe it's time to take another look at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics.
Celebrate 18 years of the Tri-State's lowest priced groceries at Little Giant this week. Come out Friday and Saturday for free hot dogs, sodas, and register to win prizes, including a 43-inch TV, microwave, boys and girls bikes, and a $200 Little Giant gift certificate. From friendly staff to premium departments, a clean, neat shopping center, and super low prices, you're going to enjoy your shopping experience at Little Giant Grocery, celebrating 18 years.
They're silent killers, invisible to the human eye, and they cause $3 billion in losses each year. Nematodes rob corn and soybean crops, stealing yields along the way. Until now. Bex Escalate, powered by Nemasect seed treatment, offers farmers an effective way to manage nematodes and insects, providing control within 48 hours. And because Escalate, powered by Nemasect, comes standard on all Bex seed, your crops have an added yield advantage at no additional charge. Visit BexHybrids.com to learn more today.
In other news, Fairfield Community High School will hold their parent-teacher conferences on Tuesday and Wednesday, October 23rd and 24th, from 4 to 7 p.m. In addition to the meetings, on the evening of the 24th at 6, parents and guardians of juniors and seniors are invited to attend a FAFSA presentation. There will be no school for students on Thursday and Friday, the 25th and 26th. To register for the FAFSA presentation, or to set up dates and times for conferences, contact the school at 618-847-9405. Relatives of an 8-year-old girl who was struck and killed by a tractor trailer as she crossed a southwest Missouri road to board a school bus have filed a wrongful death lawsuit. Relatives of Destiny Chambers reportedly filed the lawsuit on Tuesday against 49-year-old Lance Lee of DeKalb, Illinois, and his employer. Lee pleaded guilty yesterday to one count of leaving the scene of last week's crash in Joplin. The suit says that Lee drove at an excessive speed and that his employer knew he was a reckless driver. Lee told police he thought he hit a mailbox. He also told police that he told his trucking company he hit a deer because hitting a mailbox was a chargeable accident and he would have lost time. The Illinois Pollution Control Board has refused to adopt a proposal by Governor Bruce Rauner to relax limits on pollution from the state's coal-fired power plants. The proposal by Rauner was intended to help a struggling industry. The proposed amendments to the state rules would have affected 8 plants operated in central and southern Illinois by Texas-based Vistra Energy. The changes would have replaced the rate-based limits with annual caps on tons of sulfur dioxide and nitrogen dioxide emitted by the plants. Spokeswomen for Vistra and the Rauner-led Illinois Environmental Protection Agency declined comment on yesterday's ruling. Howard Lerner of the nonprofit Environmental Law and Policy Center says Rauner's proposal would have allowed Vistra to, quote, burn more coal at its dirtiest, cheapest plants in Illinois and put public health and the environment at risk. The Southeastern Illinois Counseling Center has announced its closure, which will force Fairfield and the surrounding region to do without some vital services. Glenn Jackson, the center's executive director, told WFIW-WOKZ News that termination notices for 30 employees, including four from the Fairfield area, were sent out Wednesday. Jackson, a Mount Airy resident, said the counseling center was behind in payroll and, quote, deep in debt. Yesterday, clients found a note on the door of the Fairfield office, located at 401 Basin Road, saying the center was permanently closed. The center handled a wide variety of professional and behavioral health care services, including DUI, case management, early childhood, and clinical services. The state's Department of Mental Health will now have to deal with the vacuum left in the center's wake. In addition to Wayne County, there were offices in Richland, Lawrence, Crawford, and Clay counties. The 2018 paintout will again return to Fairfield after a stop in Albion yesterday. The final turn-in for all paintings is scheduled for 4 p.m. The chalk walk will also begin at 4 p.m. at the east end of the parking lot between the Extension offices and the Richard Mason Building on the Frontier Community College campus. Prizes will be awarded for the best drawing at the chalk walk. The night's premiere show and sale will begin at 5:30. Melinda States, paintout committee member, shared a few details on what the show will offer.
Friday evening is what we call our big gala, which is when all the artwork is on display for the. That's at the time the artwork is available to be purchased at that time by the public, and we do provide hors d'oeuvres and snacks. And the public is invited. I mean, everyone in the community is invited to come that evening. There is a $5 charge to get in, but actually, that $5 gives you an opportunity to win a painting. If you remember last year during one of the football games, the football players ran across the field with the flag, and that's what we're planning for the painting to be.
The premiere show will be held at Bob Boyle's Foundation Hall and is expected to end at 9. Next week is National 4-H Week, and Yvette Anderson, director of the Wayne County 4-H, is taking the opportunity to clear up some misconceptions about the organization.
That is one general misconception that I have whenever I'm talking to somebody about 4-H. I'll say, but we don't live on a farm. You know, you do not have to live on a farm to be in 4-H. And in fact, I would say most of our club members do not live on a farm. There's just a handful. I mean, Jessica and I was sitting at the office because I said, you know, if I sat here and I counted how many kids lived on a farm that's in 4-H, I don't know that I can come up with 20 of them.
4-H week kicks off with activities at Shreve's Pumpkin Patch on Monday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And Anderson, appearing on the Community Connection program, says anyone from 8 years old to high school is welcome to join 4-H.
Clover Bud, that is from 5 to 7 years old. When you hit 8, you are then considered a traditional 4-H club member. Okay. You don't have to be a Clover Bud. You can wait and start as a traditional 4-H club member. You can start in high school. We want to see you in 4-H.
Wayne County 4-H Week activities will come to a close on Friday, when every 4-H member is invited to participate in the Fairfield Homecoming Parade at 2 p.m. The Fairfield Coin Club is scheduled to hold its 48th annual coin show and auction on Sunday, October 14th. The show will be held at Northside Grade School, and doors will open to the public at 9 a.m. Auction lots will be on display at 10, and hourly door prizes will begin at that time as well. Special awards and presentations will be held at 1 p.m., 1:30 will be the penny stacking contest, and a junior auction will take place at 2. The regular auction will begin at 2:30, and raffle winners will be drawn at 3:30. The show will also have food available, provided by Little Buddy's Barbecue. The annual show scholarships are being dedicated in memory of longtime club member Elias Simpson. This year's scholarship winners are Lucas Tobin, a 2018 graduate of Wayne City High School, and Anna Marie Anderson, a 2018 graduate of Fairfield Community High School. Both will receive a $500 scholarship from the Fairfield Coin Club. In addition, the family of Joey Sims is giving a $500 scholarship this year through the Fairfield Coin Club, with Shyla Beck, a 2018 Wayne City High School graduate, being the recipient. The Fairfield Coin Club meets on the second Sunday of each month at Frontier Community College, with the exception of the annual show. Interested persons may become a club member for $2, and people 16 years old and younger may join for free. Anyone with questions is asked to contact Roberta Marshall at 618-599-2393. Frontier Community College has scheduled free GED test prep classes for the fall semester. Classes will begin October 16th and will meet for 8 weeks. Both day and evening classes are available. Both classes will meet on Tuesdays and Thursdays in room 107 of West Hall. The day class will meet from 8 a.m. until noon, and Stacy Legg will be the instructor. The evening class will meet from 5 to 9 p.m., and Erica Penrod will be the instructor. On-site registration is available now in FCC's Adult Education Office. Interested individuals can stop by to register from 8 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Students do need to be registered before classes begin. New students are required to attend orientation before the class begins, and both day and evening options are available. GED Test Prep reviews all of the subjects on the GED exam. That's math, writing, reading, science, social studies, and constitution, as well as job preparation skills. The GED exam is now a computerized test and is offered on FCC's campus, as well as other IECC campuses. Adult education classes can also help students prepare to take other high school equivalency tests. Online classes are available to qualifying students. For additional information or to register for the course, call the Adult Education Department at 618-842-3711. Governor Bruce Rauner says the state is attacking the opioid epidemic in Illinois from several angles. Kim Howard reports.
Walgreens has 83 kiosks around Illinois where people can drop off unused medication. That will save lives, says Governor Rauner.
In so many communities, young people or those who may be either mistakenly or intentionally trying to get access to addictive drugs will go into medicine cabinets and take those.
Additionally, the state has received federal Medicaid funding to improve mental health and behavioral care in Illinois, and the state has a 24-hour addiction helpline at 8332-FIND-HELP. Patients also now can be prescribed medical marijuana for pain instead of addictive opioids. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Republican Bruce Rauner and Democrat J.B. Pritzker squared off in a debate Wednesday night where the handling of an outbreak of deadly Legionella bacteria at a veteran's home in Quincy was a hot topic. A new report shows that Rauner's administration delayed in relaying information to the public about the problems at the home. Rauner contends it was the appropriate move.
The team determined the right time. We needed to get all the facts, make sure that there was no panic or inappropriate misinformation put out. And again, what our focus was protecting our veterans.
Pritzker took the opportunity to jump on Rauner.
Well, this was a cover-up all along. Remember that Governor Rauner knew about this. His administration knew about it. Days went by without notifying people. People got sick as a result of that.
And the two also traded jabs over Pritzker's removal of toilets from a mansion he owned in Chicago in order to get a property tax break. As far as election predictions, a recent poll from the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University says Rauner trails Pritzker by 22 points. John Jackson with the Simon Institute said the new poll showed Pritzker with 49% of the vote, while Governor Bruce Rauner had 27%, though it was conducted in the last week of September and before the Pritzker tax break fiasco. The poll gives both Conservative Party candidate Sam McCann and Libertarian candidate Cash Jackson 4% of the vote. The poll also measured voter enthusiasm, and Democrats had a lead there as well. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hello, this is John Hosselton at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research has shown that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John or Julie at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
Eubinger's Furniture Company is having a huge financing special. Now, for a very limited time, take advantage of no-interest financing up to 3 full years. Minimum purchase and approval required. See store for details. Yes, you heard right. At Eubinger's, we know how to help you save big and get all that new furniture and bedding you've been longing for. But hurry before it's too late. Only at the 3-year free financing sale and only at Eubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 88. It's time to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 26,332, down 295. The NASDAQ is at 7,726, down 153. November crude oil is at $74.80, and it's up 47 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
In Lakeland area deaths, 69-year-old Broken Arrow, Oklahoma resident William Lynn Shelby, formerly of Sisney, died on Monday at 9:11 p.m. at St. John Hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He was an oil field worker and a machinist. William Shelby is survived by two daughters, Tammy Goldsberry of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and Cindy Callum of Collinsville, Oklahoma, four siblings, Jay Shelby of Salem, Rita Boyles of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, Tom Shelby of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Sherry Taylor of Mount Airy. Five grandchildren also survive. Services for William Shelby will be held at Floral Haven in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Viewing and visitation will be held on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Funeral services will be at 10 a.m. on Monday. 91-year-old Browns resident Edith Lorraine Spencer died on Wednesday at Oakview Heights in Mount Carmel. She served for several years on the election board at Browns and was on the Browns Cemetery Board. Edith Spencer is survived by her children, Ted Spencer of Crestview, Florida, Elaine Frankland of Bloomington, Indiana, Tony Spencer of Fairfield, and Doug Spencer of Browns, 17 grandchildren, 29 great-grandchildren, and 10 great-great-grandchildren. Several nieces and nephews also survive. Visitation for Edith Spencer will be Monday from 11 a.m. to noon at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion. The funeral service will be held at noon at the funeral home, with burial to follow at the Brown Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Brown Cemetery Fund, and envelopes will be available at the service. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of arrangements. 90-year-old Fairfield resident Bonnie M. McCassin died at 10:51 p.m. on Wednesday at Wabash Christian Village in Carmi. She had been a telephone operator for 15 years in East St. Louis. Bonnie McCassin is survived by two sons, Michael McCassin of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Terry McCassin of Fairfield. One stepson, Robert McCassin Jr. of San Juan Capistrano, California, two grandchildren, and one great-grandchild. Funeral services for Bonnie McCassin will be held at 1 p.m. on Monday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from noon until the time of service at the funeral home. The Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and go home the same day? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to driving in 5 days? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to most normal activities in 2 weeks? With Asbury & Associates, you can. Dr. David Asbury is the most experienced surgeon in Southern Illinois performing robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. This state-of-the-art technology offers women many benefits over traditional surgery. This minimally invasive procedure requires only small incisions. You'll experience less pain and blood loss with fewer complications. Call Asbury & Associates to learn more about robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. 618-244-4800 or visit our website, asburyandassociates.com. Asbury & Associates, with 4 locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Asbury & Associates. 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits. WFIW 104.9 Fairfield area weather for today. A 40% chance for showers. Today's high will be around 90. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 70. And then mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 88. Outlook for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, partly cloudy on Sunday, a high of 88, low of 70. Mostly sunny on Monday, a high of 88, low of 68. And then scattered showers on Tuesday. Tuesday's high will be around 85 with an overnight low of 68. We're Classic Hits, WFIW 104.9, and online at WFIWradio.com.